Hi, friends. You are about to listen to our series with Dan Butler on his book, Permission to Be Great. Now, during the edits, we realized we did not let you know where you can find information on Dan. So we wanted to do that now. Dan's website is www.danpbutler.com, and he can be found on Twitter at Dan P. Butler. His book can easily be found on Amazon or through Dan's website. Final note, I do apologize for the fact that our audio during this series sounds as though we recorded it in an empty auditorium. We played around with our technology to get three mics going, and I must have missed something somewhere. Enough with that, here is the show.
School Talk Podcast. I'm Greg Detmer. Sitting across from me is my friend and co-host, Jenny J. Hill Hillebrand. And this is the podcast where Jenny and I get together and talk all things school related. Jenny, how's it going today?
Good. This is also the podcast where we get to talk about my love of snow.
It is snow season, so I'm glad you're enjoying the snow, Jenny.
Right? So, in my office, I still have that little itty bitty container that was from December 17th of 2019.
Yes, that was from the Christmas special.
Yeah.
And so, it was actually an October snow, I believe.
It was December 17th, or maybe it was October.
I have to go look.
Yeah. I have the date written on the top of the container.
Must not have meant too much to you. So we might as well just get this thing started, Jenny. Speaking of feeling appreciated.
What a segue. What a...
Teed it up for you.
Well, thanks. I'm going to get a hole in one after this one. Hey, we have with us, joining us again, is Dan Butler, building principal at Epworth Elementary. He has joined us for the last couple episodes talking about his new book, Permission to Be Great, Increasing Engagement in Your School. The first night, we really talked about the issue of burnout in the field of education. And Dan shared with us some of the things that are causing burnout, some of the mismatches. In the last episode, he talked about balancing workload, control, and autonomy. So for this episode, we're going to talk to Dan, and Dan's going to share with us information around the topic of practicing encouragement, recognition, and appreciation. So Dan, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back. I'm honored once again to be here and to talk about really what I refer to as ERA, so encouragement, recognition, and appreciation. And really, as I've mentioned before, when there's a mismatch between the worker and the work environment, we've got an issue. And one of those mismatches is in this particular area of people not feeling that they're encouraged, maybe feeling that they're not recognized, feeling that they're not appreciated. And in fact, 64% of Americans leave their jobs. This is from statistics from the Department of Labor. 64% of Americans leave their jobs, not because of a lack of pay, not because they don't have a fire pole to slide down from get to one level to the next, not because they have or don't have a ping pong table in their break room. They leave their jobs because they don't feel appreciated, all right? That they're not feeling seen, that they're not feeling noticed, that they're not feeling valued for what they do for their employers. And let's be very real. Money matters. Getting paid matters. We want to have enough money to take care of our families, live a full life, and all of that. To say that, like, oh, yeah, money, it's to take care of our people and don't worry about money. No, money matters, right? To a certain point. But that's not going to fix the issue. If you've got a really challenging, crappy environment, you can pay people as much as you want to pay them, they're ultimately going to leave if they're not feeling that they're seen, noticed, and that they matter. So it's a real thing. And as I mentioned, it matters a whole lot to people that they want to be noticed and appreciated for the noble work that they're doing on a daily basis.
As you talk there, I remember reading a different book. It was by Henry Cloud, but it was Boundaries for Leaders, and in it, like, it was all about like the two things that humans long for the most in the work setting is to be known and then to be loved. And not like a romantic love, but like a love where it's like you're appreciated and what you're doing has value. And I feel like, and Dan, I feel like I was just in your office last week, maybe, and I went on a soapbox rant about how organizations have kind of, the pendulum was swung way over where it's like, man, employees, you just be glad you have a job. And you, like, the company or whatever the organization is so benefiting you as a worker, where I'm glad to see a little bit with like the current job situation in America right now, where the pendulum's swinging like the other way, where it's like, actually, as a employee, we're providing like a great value to the organization as well. And in this chapter, it's all about like that balance where it's like, yeah, the organization does see what you're doing and you are appreciated and you're recognized. It's not just you're a number out in the system somewhere.
So this chapter, when I read the book, actually is one that I feel like I might do better than others. I feel like the information that came in this chapter is skills or things that I feel like I do fairly well, but when thinking about that positive psychology, how important this one is to building that positive climate and culture. So the idea that people are not seen, you know, we talk as a district that what we say and do matters and that it matters every day. I think that that's a huge piece of this. So talk to us about addressing that mismatch and solutions for...
Yeah, so this one is great because, you know, okay, there's a lack of ERA within our system overall. And I think the great thing about this is there are so many things that you could do to encourage, to recognize, to appreciate others that it's so broad. And regardless of where you are, what context you're working in, there are so many things that you could do to kind of take what I'm saying to make your own tomorrow, all right? One of the things we talk about in the book is just some social investment type of activities where we're investing in our greatest resource, which would be our people, whether that's our kids, whether that's our colleagues, etc., okay? And one of those that I write about in the book is the header of the title, and I give a little credit to host of the Teacher Talk podcast, Greg Detmeyer, is in the subheading of this section is, we're not just frying turkeys here. And a couple of years ago, Greg and I decided to host a Thanksgiving dinner for our staff. And Greg is pretty well known around these parts for frying turkeys. As we're sitting outside talking about this, he turns to me and says, Dan, you know, we're not just frying turkeys here. And what I mean, he said, we are taking the opportunity, we're building culture. And truer words could not be spoken. When I think about social investment opportunities, and there we're not just frying turkeys here, there's a lot of things that we do within our building where we are providing a meal for our staff, whether we're cooking and serving that, whether we're doing something at the Christmas time where we're providing a meal and we're getting people together. Now, let me be very clear. The food is not the thing that we're looking for. It's not feeding people and all of a sudden, oh, I'm appreciated, I'm recognized, I'm encouraged now. It's not about that. The food is the vehicle to bring people together, to create time and space where they can connect with each other outside of the regular school craziness. And just today, Greg and I had the opportunity to serve a meal for between 50 and 60 staff that we cooked a Thanksgiving meal, served them today, and that filled our buckets 100%. And it's a small sign of our appreciation for our staff just to say, thanks for battling in the trenches for a trimester. It's been harder than heck, but we've done it together. Enjoy this meal together where you don't have to make your own lunch. Hopefully you get some delicious food from us. But again, it's not about the food. It's about bringing people together.
Yeah, so as soon as we were done after cleaning up, you came into my office and you said, I feel so full right now. And it wasn't because you ate a bunch of food. That's the cool thing about what I call, I mean, when I think of this stuff, it, in a sense, we're serving people. When you do that, yeah, like everyone on staff had a great meal. They're probably saying to themselves, like, how great is this? Thank you so much, Greg and Dan. Like, this has been great. But the truth is, like, I feel like I got more out of that than them. And when I did say, like, hey, we're not just frying turkeys, like, Saturday, I was outside for 6 hours tending to a turkey fryer. That sucked. Like, there's nothing fun about it. It's greasy, it's windy, it's cold, it's November in Iowa. However, I wasn't just cooking turkeys. I was taking this opportunity, like, to show people, like, hey, I appreciate you. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for everything you're doing here at school. Thanks for giving me the time to be able to work with you in whatever capacity we're working together. It's not simply about, hey, let's make a meal. But there is great power pulling people around a table together and sharing a meal together. So a lot of times it is food, but it's not about the food, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I think about it, you're allowing people to be human. Like, you're stepping out of the role of what you normally see people in every single day, which right now is the stressful work that we're doing as educators. It's the day in, the day out with in the classroom, virtual learning, contact tracing, all of those things. We're allowing them to, what I say, be human, like be ourselves, like talk to each other as friends or not as colleagues, but we're taking that piece of work out of it, and we're just enjoying each other. I love that idea, and I think, too, it brings people together in a way that we haven't been able to over the last couple of years, too, with the pandemic, with, you know, social distancing and this and that. Like, we're taking the opportunity to bring relationships and bring the importance of that those relationships and connections back to reality, to life.
And just complete side note here, but this year's Thanksgiving Feastacular here at Epworth Elementary, we took it to the next level, Dan. We looked at aesthetics. You had some amazing tablecloths. I found some really vintage-looking plates. And we even had a centerpiece with a little candle on each table. And it was also, like, it was so noticed.
It was a big deal. It was a big deal. And I think 85 to 90% of the people commented on the plates, Greg. I mean, home run.
People love it. And maybe it's just like the bar's low, like, man, Greg and Dan are making this like a Thanksgiving munch. I think like one person was even like, I wasn't sure what to expect. I didn't know if I was going to like anything, but I just decided to go for it. So this was really good.
Yeah. One of these times, you know, being a co-host on here, Greg, and, you know, Dan working with you now, I mean, some year maybe I'll get invited to the Feastacular.
It's officially branded now with Feastacular.
Yeah. I mean, it is an Epworth Elementary thing, Jenny.
I mean, I worked here for 8 years.
I mean, that's past tense. It's past tense.
Yeah, but I still worked here.
We'll have to figure that out.
Okay, well, at least send a plate home with me so I can see that.
We could have done that this time.
Okay.
So outside of food, Dan, food being a big one, what are other ways we can kind of ERA?
Yeah, so these kind of go hand in hand, a couple of things that I want to talk about from the book, and they fall under that social investment umbrella. And one thing, we didn't really have the opportunity to do this last year, but, you know, typically staffs have some type of a holiday gathering around the Christmas season, winter season, or whatever that happens to be. And I might be unique in how I operate this, but one thing that I like to do is I like to host this event at my house and inviting people down into my basement and hanging out, and, you know, we're playing games, we're having some food, we're having some beverages and just enjoying each other's company. I know there are principals out here that are cringing when they say, you're inviting your staff to your house. It doesn't work for everybody. It works for the butlers. It works for me very well because, again, like Jenny said, it allows people to be human and allows people to see me as human as well, and we can just be in each other's company in a very relaxed, comfortable, I like to think, type of environment. So those are awesome opportunities, and whether it's in your house or not, but taking that time to get together and enjoy each other's company, that's a really big deal. Another thing that I like to do in terms of ERA, so many staffs, they will go uptown to go to their local establishment, wherever, enjoy some adult beverages every now and again after difficult weeks. So one thing that I've gotten in the habit of doing is a lot of times I do like to join our staff for a little while on these different events, but then there are many times that I don't, simply for the fact that staff needs time away from me and they need time to decompress. But what I like to do to be involved with that is I will know where they're going to be going, and I will go up to that establishment and I will just throw down a certain amount of money and pick up their tab. So sending the signal to them that, like, listen, going out after school with each other, enjoying each other's company is very important, and I'm going to definitely support that of you. And so I like to call, like I said, pick up the tab. And then...
Well, next time you do that, let me know, because I usually don't go to those things, but if it's free drinks, then I might.
Yeah, you never know. It's always kind of a surprise when that gets thrown out there.
Okay.
So if I have any staff listening at Dyersville, they're probably going to wonder if I'm going to do this the next time, too. So, Dan, you might be setting me up for having to start something.
I know, and we're talking about appreciation, encouragement, recognition, and appreciation. So that definitely is a way to show that. One of the more powerful things that I've been able to do, and it's been helpful to the staff, but it's been equally helpful to me as a building principal, is something that I call walk in their shoes. So over the holiday season, I have struggled for a long time. I've been a principal for about a decade, and I've struggled with, like, how do I encourage, recognize, appreciate my staff over the holiday season around Christmas time to get them a gift that is meaningful, but it also doesn't break the bank. And something that I came up with was, I decided, I don't know, a couple of years ago, I'm going to give each staff member, paraprofessional, custodian, secretary, teacher, instructional coach, everybody, I'm going to give them a gift of time. I'm going to give them an hour to do whatever they want to do with that hour. You want to come in late? Great, do it. You want to you want to leave an hour early one day or whatever, that's fine. What I need you to do is you need to communicate with me about a week in advance so I can line up that coverage to cover your responsibilities during that time. And that coverage, that person that's covering, is me. So that could mean I'm sitting in the secretary's chair and I'm answering phones and doing secretarial work for the first hour of the day. That might be a little scary, but I will do that. Or it might be the custodian that wants to leave at 2:30 on a Friday or whatever, get an early start to the weekend. I'm covering those responsibilities. That might be cleaning bathrooms. That might be cleaning up puke if that happens to occur. That might be mopping the cafeteria floor. Whatever those responsibilities are, I will do that. Now, staff have very much appreciated that. That's been a really cool thing. And it shows my appreciation to them. But then also, I've learned so much about their responsibilities, and I've maybe used this example before, but when I've covered for the cafeteria staff, our cooks, they are the most efficient people in the history of the world, and there is no way I would know how good they are at their jobs unless I worked it myself. Taking a lunch count, serving lunch, doing all the things that they do in such a compact time is really pretty incredible that I could not keep up with. So those are just some things that I've liked to do to kind of grab our attention of our staff and say, listen, hey, I appreciate you.
Another one that we don't have on our show notes, but I think it fits, and I've been the recipient of this, is you do like to write little note cards. I don't know if it fits in this chapter or not. That's like, for the price of what it costs, is a huge motivator. And one of the things, I do the same thing, and my goal is usually 2 a week, but what I've been doing is, for those people who I have their cell phone number, like, I'll just send them a random text at night, just saying, hey, it was awesome that we were able to work together in this capacity, here's what it meant to me, hopefully you got something out of it as well, and, like, the response there is always pretty cool, just, like, sending that out of nowhere, just letting them know, it's like, hey, I appreciate what we did today. You don't have to respond anything back, but I want you to know that that mattered to me, and hopefully it matters to you, and that I see you and I know you.
I know one of the things, too, this year, I always think birthdays are a big, big deal, and I want to make sure that I personally, you know, wish all of our staff happy birthday. And there was, right at the very beginning of the school year, it's kind of new to the role and new to the position, and so I just feel like the day had gotten away from me, and there was a staff member who I did not get to wish happy birthday. And so I did just that, Greg. I called them that night when they were on their way home. And all the staff had left. And I called this person on the way home and I said, hey, I just wanted to call and wish you happy birthday. I said, I didn't even get to see you today. And I said, I feel really bad about that. And I just wanted to call and wish you happy birthday. And there was dead silence on the phone. I was like, hello? I thought I lost them. And this person was like, thank you for calling. Like that, I've never had that happen before. Like, thank you for calling and taking the time to wish me happy birthday. So again, just like honoring them and recognizing them for those little things that surprises them. Like the surprise in her voice was so cool that I almost want to forget everybody's and then just call them at night. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to do that. But it was just really cool that, you know, they knew that I took the time and that I remember that I didn't get to see them that day. And it was important to me to wish them happy birthday. So.
Yeah, I think and that's such a great example. And I think that the key to it, whether you're writing a note card, you're walking in their shoes, we're not just trying to turn into your holiday gatherings, just be intentional. To be very intentional because, as we know, the days get away. It is an incredibly busy job that we have regardless of your role. And if you're not intentional about setting aside time to recognize, encourage, appreciate, it's not going to happen. And there are so many people doing incredible work where their best efforts just go completely unnoticed. And you talk about burnout, you talk about a lack of engagement. Man, is there anything worse than you pouring your heart and soul into your work into a project that you've been really working on for a long period of time, where you've been really busting your tail to meet the needs of your kids, and nobody notices? There's nothing worse. And the great thing about ERA is it is directly within our control. I don't care if you're a principal, a superintendent, an instructional coach, a paraprofessional, a custodian, a food service worker, a secretary, a bus driver, we can all demonstrate ERA, period.
Yeah, I think that's a great place to close up. I do think, too, and we talked about it a little bit at the beginning, but like as you're hearing all these strategies or ideas or ways to go about showing people you appreciate them, like it can't be about the thing. So like as Dan and I talk about feeding our staff this huge Thanksgiving spread, it's like, that's not the thing. Like, I don't think we're saying, like, everyone needs to do a Thanksgiving meal with their staff. That's the thing that works for us. I'm a huge food person. You're game for helping, and, like, we make it happen, and we're letting people know this is because we appreciate you. But if that's not your thing, don't try to do that. Find what your thing is to show people, hey, I appreciate you. I see you.
Exactly. And if it's genuine, it's heartfelt, it is authentic and timely, you can't go wrong. Like I said, the food is the vehicle for us in many circumstances, but that's our thing. Authentic, genuine, heartfelt, timely, that you literally cannot go wrong.
All right. I love this chapter. This is like the fun stuff of leadership to me. And I think a lot of it because it wraps around like serving people, which is one of my core values, which we will talk about coming up. So in our next episode, we're going to again sit down with Dan and we're going to talk about building community and relationships. So we're going to keep moving through his book chapter by chapter. If you would like to learn more about our podcast, check out our website, www.schooltalkpodcast.com. You can see all our past shows there, as well as links to our social media accounts. As we leave, ask yourself, what one thing can I do to make me a better version of myself? Then wake up and do it, because greatness isn't achieved by one event, but instead a series of small, intentional steps.
Go be awesome.